Honey Faith, and you are now tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
This is CJ Sway, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
This is Perry, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
Hey, this is Kula Von Seal, also known as Queen Kong, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live. Come get some, baby.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life After Dusk Live with your boy, Steady J. My girl, Nate Seduction, will be checking in a moment. But that song you just heard is called Lick Her, which if y'all know me, I always tell this little joke about because I'm a bartender that I use my liquor license. So that was a perfect song for me. But I got the woman who was on that very song on the show right now, my girl, Miss Keys in the building. What's up, Miss Keys?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great, you know. I'm blessed, as the church fellows say, I'm blessed and highly favored.
Yes, amen, amen.
So, yes, man, I'm glad to have you on. You know, very dope energy. You know, and just, you know, some people be saying this, But it's actually true about you. You're one of the hardest working women in entertainment and modeling, period. And people got to put some respect on that.
I would hope so. But I'm humble. I'm living each day one foot in front of the other, for sure.
Most definitely. So, you know, today is a day of us celebrating you, and also, you know, getting, for those who don't know about you, getting to know about you a little bit more, and, you know, having people who become new fans of you. So that's what we hope to get accomplished on today's show today. So, first off, for those who don't know, let them know where you're from, and then how did you get the name Miss Keys?
Well, I was born and raised in Hampton, Virginia. Probably one of the few people that every single school, I went to that school straight. Same kindergarten, same elementary, middle, high school. I was always there. We never moved. So I'm definitely Hampton, born and bred. My name, Keys, is a dual meaning. On one end, I grew up in the church, and I actually had very low self-esteem. And a preacher, as well as my mother, would always say not to let anyone call me out of my name. And if they did, I would be accepting what they called me. So I went by Keys because I also play the piano. So I decided not only will I note that I do play an instrument, but also keep encouraging myself, or keep encouraging yourself, rather, is my way of making sure that I'm always being called something positive. And then it just kind of stuck with the Miss Key, so now you have to put respect on the encouragement.
And maybe also, too, because you got the keys to success. Oh.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely. So, like I said, I've been just like, since I, like, came across your page, just watching, like, I see that you're just so consistent. We talked about this in the magazine, Human Canvas, Mag. Famous plug moment. But yes. So, yeah, we talked about, there was a key point of where we discussed how you juggle being a mom, you juggle doing music, and juggle Molly. And somehow, I don't know how you do it, but you make it work. I'm like, kind of expounding more on what we talked about in the magazine, like, how do you seem to make all those worlds work?
I definitely don't sleep much. But I don't know. I started off always having two jobs. As soon as I was able to work, I had two jobs. And then adding music and modeling just always felt like a rotation of the two jobs. Once I found out that I was with child, my mind immediately told me that I can't stop working. This is just another job. So I actually worked my entire pregnancy. I was doing photo shoots and doing live performances. And then when I had her, I said, okay, well, the moment I can walk around good and make sure that my uterus doesn't fall out, it's time to go back to work. And so I did, and did my first photo shoot 3 weeks postpartum. And it was, you know, I didn't really feel like I stopped. I work. And she's in the background. She's sick.
Yeah, because I always notice, like if some people, they like, and I mean, everybody has their own ways of doing stuff. I mean, I don't want to knock people on that, but it is kind of stressful. Like, I've lost some good, models and stuff because, you know, they get stressed out and feel like once they have a child that everything just ends. And I try my best to use people like yourself and others that don't stop. And, you know, I know we make fun of Jada Pinkett Smith a lot, but Jada Pinkett said something very key. And that's kind of why I allude to that question and whatnot in the magazine and really just digging on that, which was she said that when you're happy, it reflects onto your children. When they see you doing what you love, because, yes, you want to put your children, you know, put your children as a priority, but you also want to make sure that you do the things you love doing so they can understand what happiness is, because then you grow up, you get older, you start being bitter and like, ah, oh, ratchet, blah, blah, blah. you ain't good for nothing, you know, because you miserable because you didn't do what you wanted to do, Sil.
Right, right. I mean, honestly, being pregnant is a different feeling. It's like carrying your best friend with you everywhere. They might can't see everything, but after a while they're able to hear everything. And so because I continue to record and be in the studio and do live performances, she was able to experience it in her own way in my womb. So I would do sessions and I could feel her kick and be excited because I was singing. And now she's still like she's my little best friend when I write because I'm working on an album. If she doesn't smile when I'm rapping or I'm singing, I'm like, this isn't a hit. You know, this isn't the right one. But I do attribute my child's happiness to me being happy my entire pregnancy. I may have cried twice the entire time, but I stayed positive. I didn't let anybody touch me who had bad energy, and I constantly played music all the time. And now she wakes up, probably the only baby I've ever seen will wake up first thing in the morning with a smile on her face before she even opens her eyes.
Remember there was like one, like, this just shows how much of your porn. Pay attention to something. I remember there was like one story where she was like slowly waking up later than usual. She was just, and everything. She finally waking up. The first thing she started doing was smiling. So, yeah, that just shows you that you're not just telling the a story on this show. I've seen it with my own two eyes.
Yeah. My baby she's such a, I don't know. I always say, like, that's a grown woman right there. She fought to get into this world. She almost didn't make it, but she's been fighting ever since, and I love her so much.
Well, definitely. So, let's see. Let me spin my magic wheel. All right. Let's land the wheel on you with as far as the modeling side, and we'll get right back into the music side. So, out modeling, like, what made you get into modeling? Because, ma'am, let me tell you, I mean, it's appointment television coming to your page.
it was an indirect way for me to get into the music business. I say this, and I don't mean it as an insult. It's just the only way I can say it. People are stupid. And people are going to look at me before they listen to me. That's just how it is. And so I, in college, I was asked to come on stage. I was very eccentric, doing weird things. I would wear purple contacts with a purple shirt, purple belt, pants, everything. I was just a weird young adult. And someone asked me to come on stage in the middle of a fashion show and walk. And then from there, I'm like, okay, if I model, then someone's going to ask me what else do I do. And I've always been driven like that. Like, I'm like, if I can't go in the front door, I'm going to go through the back. And just as I suspected, my first photo shoot, I was doing lingerie modeling. That shoot lasted, not exaggerating, almost 24 hours. And within that 24-hour time frame, I met my former manager, Prince Hakeem. They said, there's a manager down in the hallway. He has his own studio. You say you sing, go meet him. And from then on, that was my manager for a little over 10 years. But it wasn't, like, I didn't have the self-esteem to model. It was, I knew modeling was going to get me to music.
Let me tell you, I mean, based on, like, how people react about that cover, just that alone, me seeing that moment 2 hours and then just watching, man. The feedback I got when I dropped that, people were like, oh my God, what is, like, yeah, they were going crazy. And it was a funny side story. One of the models in the magazine, Miss Paris Taylor.
I love her. She's so sweet.
Yeah, she was like, oh yeah, I ran to her at the store. I was like, oh my God. It's like, it's like, I would tell you all the time, like, that is the beauty. Why I love some of that stuff right there is why I love doing the magazine and everything, because it's such connective tissue. You never know when you're going to meet these other people who are in this industry right there around the corner from you. or you could be going to pick up a carton of eggs and you ran into them.
Yeah. Yeah, it was amazing to have that happen because, like, I was in Richmond. I live in Norfolk, but I ended up going to Richmond for a photo shoot and looked up and she said, "Miss Keys," and I said, "Oh, my God, I look terrible." She's like, "No, I look terrible."
Oh,
and then
God.
She told me who she was, and I'm like, this is so cool, small world. But we've connected since then on just our children and being single parents and being artists and the struggles that we deal with. And we encourage each other all the time. She's a very sweet woman. I'm glad that we connected, for sure.
Yeah, like I'm like, for instance, because I do a meet and greet series every year, which I started doing a few years ago because my co-host, she says, though, she was like, "You need to go out to Atlanta all the time," before she ended up moving there. And so I was like, "Yeah, okay." So one of these times I said, "All right, we can meet out in Atlanta," and because she does the show from Atlanta now. But we did that. We had a great time. I networked with a lot of dope people, and we decided let's make this a thing every year. And that led to eventually me doing the New York one, which the New York one was dope too. And I got to, like, Paris is one of those people that, you know, I'm going to say I'm going to whole thing about Paris. I'm going to get this, but she's one of those people that I met that's been holding on the magazine. But then she came to New York. Then when I got to New York, it was like, man, I know this person forever. And that's just how it is, like, coming back to that, like, meeting people like yourself. Like, to me, it's like, I know I saw Courtney. I'm like, man, this woman, I'm, like, mystified by you because of the precision of how you take care of your business. Like, you're so methodical about it. And when people go to your page, they will see what I'm talking about. It is a level of mastery that I wish people would do. And it's people who don't got kids. That's what makes me extra upset. People who don't have kids that would hit me up, "Oh, I want a model. They model, and they don't take it serious. Same way with me.
Yeah.
They push them out there. They don't take it serious. I'm a person, I love pushing people. Whatever you truly want to do, do it. But don't horse around and don't let people who aren't any good for you in your circle allow you to hold yourself back.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Things should ever stop you. I've been through the worst periods of time in my life and still had to do music. I say have to because I've always told myself, even though I'm an independent artist, I have to move like I'm mainstream. So, which I'm doing a documentary, so eventually people will know more, but I'm not shy to telling my story. I was actually sexually assaulted and raped when I first started my music career. And still had to keep going. And then I lost my mom 6 years ago. And the same week I lost her, that following weekend, I did a music video. I had a live performance and an interview. I've learned to keep going. So having my daughter was just another notch of this is life, but you got to keep going. And once you get past a certain point in your career, you don't stop anymore. It's like, that's water off a duck's back. It's nothing. I can keep going.
Exactly. Like, we turned 15 years old. The show turned 15 years old last month. And then the magazine turned 10 years old. It just turned 10 years old late last year. And, like, going back to that, like, I just think of, if I didn't do neither one of those things, if I stopped when people think you should have stopped, I would never make it. It's just
right.
That, like you said, you got to continue to do it. It's not, the people get it misconstrued. They see people who they feel like have overnight success, and that's how it always is. No, that's not how, everybody's story is not going to go the same. And don't think to give up because your story didn't go the way you want to as fast as it is. Sometimes it's, hey, you got to turn a few more pages. And you're going to get to, and when you get to page 99, that's when it's going to happen.
Oh, yeah. And the thing about it is longevity is success in and of itself. So even if someone said, oh, you've been doing a magazine for 15 years and it didn't go anywhere, say that was actually the case, which we both know it's not, you still can't take away the fact that it's been 15 years. You can't take that from me. What have you done for 15 years? Complain? Nothing anyone can say. As long as after a while, you just keep going.
Especially like you had the red hair. It's like, because going back to the issue, so for those, so I want to paint a picture, so I love to do it. Paint a picture, and I want to kind of like have you help me narrate this thought. I actually had a question, which was about the red hair. Like, I noticed it's like your signature in a lot of, like, you've done other color hair, but you always come right back to that red. What is it about that red hair that you just go to? Because it works for you. Red hair don't work on everybody. It works for you.
Thank you. I don't know. It might have been a self-guided to take a turn with my look right before I gave birth. And I said, you know, I'm going to stick to it this time because I'm the type of person I can put on 2-3 wigs in a day, different colors and everything. And I don't know. I just looked at red. I'm like, that's going to be me. No one's doing it right now. And I went for it, and it just stuck. I can't say I'm always going to have red hair, but, you know, they say give the people what they want.
Right. It's like Ric Flair having the blonde hair. Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. Not like I say, like, it's something, you know what it is? It's like, what, as far as me viewing the red hair, it's like a mystique ass to you. Like, it makes you, like, process it kind of, it makes you, like, very seductive looking. It makes you look like, hey, I'm coming in, I'm in charge. It gives off passion, like your passion, like the passion you're going to put into whatever you're doing. It just gives off so many different emotions. And again, like I said, mm-hmm. It feels natural. It doesn't feel like that it's being forced.
Yeah. Yeah, it definitely, I guess I can say it's almost like my name, like to keep encouraging yourself, even when I want to blend in and hide and I just don't feel like it today. Someone comments on my hair, or they're like, oh, I knew it was you because of your hair. I'm like, oh, you're right. I do have red hair. But it's just fun.
It feels like you have like this, and I've never had the pleasure of seeing you in person and watching and seeing this unfold, but it feels like, just based on what I see, it feels like when you go into a room, people know you're there, like you command it. Is that a fair assessment?
I would think so. I try to hide sometimes and blend in, but it never works.
You know what? I try to, too. I'm not even going to lie to you. I try to. That's why sometimes I be at Quinta. I go try to hide my little corner. I be trying to hide out, but then somebody keep calling the goddamn mic. Come on, say, get on this floor, get on this. Oh, my God. I'm like, here y'all go.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I be trying to hide. I can't hide. It won't let me.
Some people are meant to blend in. Okay.
I be trying, man. I understand how you feel. I be trying so hard. But, I know I have the, like, my energy and stuff, like, it does affect the room. But this is why I love doing the photography side and stuff sometimes, because I love making others shine just as much. So yeah, that's just where I come for it. So, ooh, tough question. This is something I thought about.
Uh-oh.
And I was like, let me make this hard on it. So
as far as all the
photo shoots you have done, what would you say is the top three?
Oh, the top three?
Yes.
Whew. Okay. I posted one recently.
I might go on your page and be nosy at the same time. Let me go see.
Let me go too, because I have to really look at it. And I'm going to give my top, but for different reasons. So I can say, okay, so the shoot where I have on the all-black see-through and the red hair,
oh, this
and I'm
one
in the bathroom.
The one you dropped 3 days ago.
Yes.
Look at me. I see. Look at me. I'm like, it's like, where's Waldo for me?
I can say that one was one of my tops for sure because that was first shoot postpartum.
The one with the black see-through robe with the little shiny nipple cover and the little stocking.
Mm-hmm. I had just had a baby. Fresh just had a baby like 3 weeks prior. She was in the background still crying. Just had a baby.
All right, let's put some perspective. All right, we got Lord Jesus. Okay.
I'm trying to see if I can actually find that set so I can inbox it to you so you can see. But that was definitely...
I'm looking right at it. I've got to be looking right because, like I said, it's the one you get the little leg kicked up.
Oh, here it is. Here it is. Yeah. Okay, hold on. I wanted to send you, like, the actual, like, hold on.
I mean, that one alone, that little thing right there, that did it. Oh, those are different ones.
Yeah, that's
cute. Oh, I couldn't see this part of the outfit in it. That was why.
Mm-hmm. But this is, when I saw that, I immediately got my confidence back and was like, wait a minute, that's my body? And he was like, yep, that's all you. I didn't really do much. I just moved your skin out. And I'm like, I just had a baby. He's like, yep. So that's the first one of my top three. Mm. Second would have to be that silver background thing with the diamond.
The diamond. I did a few shoes with that kind of material. It's something about when you do like the diamond stuff. It just adds like a certain amount of class and sexiness when you do like the diamonds. Yeah,
it makes it very rich. Like that's money right there. So that's my second, and those actually both happen to be from the same photographer, Kevin Harris of Dreamshot. And then my final one, I'm going to inbox this one to you too. It's a video, but then it goes into the pictures. But my final one I did, I'd say 2 weeks ago, and it was shot by Jason Ray Photography, and it was the first fun commercial shoot that I've done.
If y'all watching, if you're on the radio page or now, that's the one y'all see. I'm in the scroll.
Mhm. But yeah, that one was fun. I got to actually set up that set on my own. It was like a group shoot where, like, maybe there's 5-6 rooms in there. There's props. People could just go and shoot wherever they wanted to. And I said, "Ooh, I want to have some fun. I want to put some yellow on and some color." And I got the CD, well, the vinyls, and I got the boombox, and I set the flowers and stuff up. And I could say that's, like, one of my top. Like, I felt so fun and free in that shoot.
I think it's, like, it combined both. I think what it is it combined both worlds. It was, like, homage to the music side, but you were also able to model it all at the same time.
Yes. Yes. So I definitely love that. And it just so happened that those were in, like, within the last 5 months of each other.
You know what? I'm like that, too. Right? Like, a lot of my reach and stuff I'm shooting, I'm really having some fun right now. So I understand exactly. Because on this show, you know, we don't hold our tongue. We spill a little extra lifting tea. I was the person that would submit photos to the magazine, but that's neither here nor there.
I know.
Man, let me see. Y'all know this show. We do not hold our tongue. Y'all know it.
Uh-oh.
We don't hold a tongue at all, man. We just don't. We're a little sugar spice, you know, sugar spice and everything nice in this show. At the time, we feel a little chemical X. Like,
a little bit.
That experience there, I was like, man, you already know. I don't even want to get too much to it in the show, but you already know.
Yeah, I know.
So that leads to another question. I'll be cool with y'all, y'all know how I get these interviews with people I'm cool with. I'll be wanting y'all to know so much about them, so y'all just have to bear with me. How do you go about choosing the photographers you work with? Because that can be a tough thing in this industry where there's some people who just got the camera and they do it just because they can spend the money to afford it, but they don't really have a passion for it, or they get very territorial. How do you deal with it?
I build relationships with the photographers that I work with. It's not just, oh, we shot one time, and you know, everything is about energy, for sure. I've shot with a couple photographers that gave me the ick, and I did my job and went home. But then I have photographers that are my friends. They know my life. I know their life. I pray for them. They pray for me. They know my child now that I have one. And we go through life together. If I don't feel that longevity with a photographer, I typically don't work with them after that first time.
That's a fact. That's the golden key.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is a co-star over there.
Yeah. Don't wake up from her nap. I got her, though.
she's pretty... I told you, I be peeping. She's pretty good.
Yeah.
And,
she's got a little bit of a cold,
but she's fleshy. So, yeah, like you said, really the key thing is to... And I don't know, for me too, man. It is hard. Like, I always find that person that, because some people is, I hate this. People think that you only work for them. I'm like, man, I tried that before where I was working mainly with one model, maybe two. And sometimes they be hard because, heck, they have, especially if they're like multifaceted, they have other stuff. That's how I feel with models too, because it like goes back to my territorial part of the question, which is, I feel like with this, that you can't be territorial. With models to work with other photographers, because me, I want you to be successful, and part of being successful is showing that you have versatility to work with others. So by doing that, you know, work with other photographers is showing a range. For those who don't know, that's what a side note for the show today, that's what a portfolio is. It is a variation of styles and people that you work with. But I know that's our lesson for today on that one. But I don't do
that. Too
like,
much. I gotta pay for it.
Yeah, hello. and there's, you know what. Since you brought it up, paying models to model, like the great debate about paying the model. As far as for the model side, when is the right time for you to start getting paid?
It's funny that you said that because I did a post today about. I was actually about to look at the post. Let me make sure I quote it right. I posted a picture and it says pay or get paid. There's no in between.
I saw that. Yes.
So the thing about it is at some point there's going to be an exchange. In my career, I learned skill and I learned speed. And those two things together, that's like the surface of it, but it's so much deeper, and models need to understand the importance of it. Once you can take away having to pay for a makeup artist, a hairstylist, a clothing stylist, a concept person, a person that helps you pose, when a model is able to start eliminating those extra job titles or outsourcing those items, when they can start to eliminate those, that's when you start charging. if you can't guarantee to a photographer, oh, my makeup is going to be done, and you're not having to spend that money, you should be paying the photographer, because then they're going to have to pay for touching up your makeup when you don't do it right. When it comes down to posing, if the photographer has to take more time posing you than taking pictures, you need to pay them. On my side of things, my second or third photo shoot, I started doing my makeup in the rearview mirror of a car. It wasn't good. It was eyebrows, lipstick, eyelashes. And then over time, I became a makeup artist so that when I go to a shoot, a photographer can say, oh, okay, well, I thought I was going to do some touch-ups, but I don't. Oh, you don't have to do anything. I also did runway modeling, so I learned how to change really fast. So when you get to optimize the time that a photographer is using to take pictures and he's now able to, he or she can spend less time taking pictures of you and more time editing if they need to, or you give them more options of what to edit, now you're an asset. I can change in 2 minutes. And I'm talking, sometimes I can change a full wig, lipstick, clothing, all into a completely different outfit within 2, maybe 3 minutes and get right back in front while the photographer is still setting up his cameras for the next look. But I fully believe you should not, as a model, be asking a photographer to pay you if you don't have years of experience or if you're not taking away those outsourced items. If you can't do that, pay your photographer.
And don't be asking me to pay you, make it very clear. Sunny J has no problem paying models. We'll make that very clear, but make sure you're awesome. Listen to it. She just said the key thing. If your stuff's not on point, don't be coming and looking my way. Am I getting paid for this? Like, no.
Right.
Because this drives me to, I wish I was, and I need you, because you as a model, I need you to back me up on this. Mm-hmm. Keep me assuming, because you tell them about makeup in his photo shoot, that you're trying to say that their natural look is not good or whatever. No, y'all, when them goddamn lights hit you, the light tell the story, man. No matter how good you look, it's going to do something.
Makeup protection. I've seen models that look, and this is no shade to any model. I will say this across the board. Every model should wear makeup. There, even when we look on TV and we're like, oh, that actress looks like they just got on camera. Who is it? Figuero. Oh my God, the pretty Latina.
Figuero.
Oh yes, her. Her latest show that she was in.
We could be all kinds of words.
Oh my God, she has this new show that she's in, and she looked horrible. She didn't even look like herself. That was makeup.
Oh, you talking about when she was Griselda Blanco?
Yeah, she looked horrible. I was like, who was that? Now,
yeah.
You as a model should be able to do, if you, you'll appreciate this. Stop saying you're a model just because somebody took pictures of you. Just stop.
Man.
Because just like we say there's guys with cameras, we say there's pretty girls that get their picture taken. Now they call them Instagram models. But back in my day when I started, you had to learn how to do a basic face because you had to go on Ghosties. And you had to wear all black, a basic pair of black heels. You always had to have a model bag with you. And that was you. You had to present yourself. And even though you had on the bare minimum of makeup, you still had on makeup. But these girls don't know how to do it on their own. So instead,
ooh,
they want to
call
and scream.
This conversation will get real juicy now.
Ooh. Yeah.
We can see you.
Yeah, but, I mean, in so many words, you're right. Models need to be equipped with the basic tools before they start hollering, I need to get paid. And on the opposite end, I hope you're not offended when I say this, asking a model if they've been published before and that's whether or not you're going to pay her, that shouldn't determine anything because models don't submit their own pictures typically for publications. It's supposed to be, and it's typically the photographer. because that those are their pictures. So a model should not be penalized if she has not been published.
Yeah, you know what, and that's usually why a lot of times we're welcome to the show, my co-host with the mostest, Miss Nae Seduction.
Hey, hey.
But, yeah, but you know what, a lot of times, yeah, it goes with exactly what you said. A lot of times these photographers, heck, forget getting published. They sit there, they be trying to hold the photos hostage. Like, holding photos hostage is crazy to me.
Hey, it happens.
Every time I shoot, I feel like, hey, that's time I could be doing something else. So trust me, Steady don't want to hold no photos hostage. But also too, in the midst of holding photos hostage, not holding hostage, some models, some models need to understand not every picture is key. It's because you thought it was cute. Doesn't mean it's technically a good picture. Yeah, people got to start learning, look at technical aspects of a photo. Because some of y'all just be like, ooh, I want this one. It's blurry. Why do you want a blurry photo?
Right. Don't be a no-neck monster. You got to make sure all limbs are in the picture unless you intended it to be cropped that way. It's so much. Girls, I'm calling them girls, and I mean that disrespectfully, because you have not grown up in this world. You haven't studied. You're not looking deep into the business. You just want to look pretty. You just want likes. That's it. That doesn't pay you anything. A like pays you nothing. It just wants clout.
Oh, because Nae on here, I got to bring up this point. Because you were talking about or get paid, and I'm going to use this point for Nae. So, Nae, we covered this on the show a long time ago, and a few times. Like, some of your biggest photo shoots and, video shoots you did, tell them how much of the budget you spent on yourself on makeup, hair, and wardrobe.
I spent thousands of dollars. Like, I have my own makeup company, so... For one of my productions, well, both of them, I spent over $3,000 each for each commercial.
I feel like that's
valid. Yes, and this is why you will notice. Key, you gonna notice if you see my page a lot. That's why I brag about this woman a lot, because the reason why she's getting her come up is because she invested. Same like you said, you invested. That's why, when anybody has a problem, I tell y'all, they can go straight to hell, as far as I feel.
I literally just got done working as we speak. Just got home from working.
He just got off the set.
See?
But yes, City Girls of Atlanta coming. Period. The real it girls of Atlanta.
Oh, so
this is
Key. Let me tell you how my calls work, right? She will not tell you no news, so either lock it, drop it, any of that. She ain't letting the show know nothing. So she said that it's happening. She ain't letting you know a thing.
Hey, I'm here for it. I'm all about uplifting the next woman who, A, is doing her thing, and B, is putting money behind her thing. Do it.
In order to see results, you have to invest in yourself if you want to see results. If you want people to take you serious, you have to invest in the way that you look. Your hair, your makeup, the eyelashes, not even just physically investing in yourself, but you have to mentally invest in yourself as well. Because everything starts mentally.
That's, oh my God. I love the fact that you said that, because I tell people all the time, like, you might need to go to therapy before you get started, because how far in this genre, whether it be music or modeling, how far are you trying to go? Because some people don't understand, once you get to a certain level, you don't crack if you're not centered. If God is who you believe in, or the universe, whatever, talk to one of them before you go far.
I kid you not. I would tell people, I'm more so the people I choose, I like to work with, I'm more so test them on a psychological thought process. I don't care how bad you think you are or how bad you are or how bad people told you you are. If that mind not right, I don't even want to work with you because you're going to flip a switch out of nowhere unnecessarily, and I don't want to be around when the nuclear bomb strikes. So I'm good on it.
Okay. Because there's some beautiful women out there and beautiful men with some nasty attitudes, nasty business practices, and you take a picture and think that's good, and all we see is the picture. But when you get behind closed doors and that modeling and music networks gets to going, ugh, I don't want that reputation.
Right.
No, then the other thing is, like, I'm going to tell some of y'all. Some of y'all got managers and y'all managers, and y'all just got, like, stop saying you want a manager just so you can just say, oh, I got a manager. Like,
right.
Have somebody that's actually managing your career. Not a gatekeeper, a manager. Let me make sure I say this for people who don't hear me. Not a gatekeeper, a manager. Because a lot of y'all got gatekeepers,
nothing is still nothing.
All they do is say no for no reason. That's not managing.
And let me just say this, because people always want to be a manager and all this and that. A manager pays for the expenses of who they are managing, okay? Like, let's be real here.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, I had a manager for years, and we used to get into these debates when I would say, how come you're not booking me for shows? And he would say, I'm not your booking manager. I'm your manager, which means you have to give me something to manage. You have to go out there, create the product, get the songs together, get the music videos together,
no,
get the printed material.
Manager gets you things. Sweet, what kind of manager is he? He just want to manage you because you're cute? What the fuck?
No, no. Let me tell you this. This gentleman taught me so much. This is the music business side of management. There are different types
music
of
music.
Yeah, this is music-wise. Like, I have to go out and get everything that I need. Now, as a benefit, he had his own studio, so I was able to record when I needed to, and he was also a producer, so I got my beats and everything. But when it came down to it, if he really wanted to go by contract, anytime I booked a gig, anytime he booked a gig for me, he was supposed to get a percentage of that. He would let me keep it and reinvest myself. And then after years of him being my manager and teaching me everything virtually that I know about the music business, I curated my own concert, and we sat down, and I said, are you still my manager? And he says, I don't think you need me anymore. That man never really took a dime from me, ever. He never took a percentage. And
that's
like almost 12 years of managing me, I can say. He almost never took a dime. And if he did, he found a way to give it back.
That was like, even when I was more into a consulting role for Miles, that's exactly how I felt. I was, and even like when I make my money from doing photography, so I reinvested, because if I didn't do that to make sure I continue to grow, I wouldn't be doing, like, maybe, how many years have I talked about finally one of my own studio? Have a studio to work out of, a high quality studio, all that. And now we're at that point, like, we shooting with snakes. Y'all know, everybody on this damn show know, I didn't talk about it forever. I don't do snakes.
I love snakes.
You over there, miss, I love snakes.
I do love snakes. I'm trying to get a tarantula. I love
that
snakes.
That picture, that cover that y'all saw. I don't understand the mental process, because we planned this out for like almost a month ahead. So I had to get my mind right over the course of a month of, I'm going to be shooting with goddamn snakes. So like at the end of the shoot, what they did was they put the snake around me, around my neck, like on my shoulders and whatnot, so that I can try to overcome my fears. I can't believe I made it through. I cannot believe it.
I'm glad you did it.
I have a video of it and everything. I had to do it. I had to do it for the gram of overcoming my fear of snakes. Cause, yeah. It's something about it, man.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. Wait till my video for liquor comes out. It's a big old bone.
I know. I've been waiting for this. You know what? Now they have already said, you guys stay tuned. But ain't no stay tuned today. I need answers. When is this video coming up?
It's coming out in May. I'm shooting the last portion of it on the 20th of April.
Okay.
So it'll be dropping in May.
Okay, so we got to chase you down.
Okay.
All right. I didn't came to your page and start looking around and said, did I miss something? What is goddamn video?
So what had happened was I did my contest because I wanted a feature on the song. And so in the course of waiting on the feature, she just got into the booth 2 days ago. We shot some BTS, so I'll be posting that soon. So we finally got it done. Working with different artist schedules is ridiculous. But it's done. I got the masters for it. We're shooting in a couple weeks, and then we're done. And then I can show you all the beautiful work, the expensive work of liquor.
Yeah, that price tag is up there. I've been peeping.
Yeah. Definitely one of my favorite videos. I really do want a tarantula, though. I'm looking for one.
So wait, you want a tarantula?
I want a tarantula for the last part of the video.
Nay. Huh? What's wrong with her? What's wrong with her? I said I overcame snakes. I ain't overcoming no goddamn spiders, man. I draw a line somewhere. The spiders is a line.
It's the model in me. Growing up watching Tyra Banks, I was like, anything they can do, I can do it too. But I'm not hanging off the side of no building to take no picture. But I will take pictures with animals for sure. And I want me a tarantula.
A tarantula?
What's wrong with her?
Girl, are you crazy?
A little bit. I'm not crazy. I'm a Gemini.
Nate, you know how you do. We always start doing a little analyzing on people Nate signs in the show.
Girl. Animals. You a Gemini?
Yeah. I'm gonna break it down like I break it down to my friends. I am a Gemini, I am bi, and I also switch sometimes. So sometimes you get the girly side of me, other times you get a tomboy. So it's like six of us floating around here.
Oh my god,
not six. Six is crazy.
It's legit. They come out when they wanna come out. I'm for the most part nice all the time, but I am a risk taker because I feel like there's no reward without risk.
Yeah,
and
that's true.
You know, if you gotta go for that. And who's gonna watch a video where there's not a snake and there's not? I mean, you will watch it, but for me, I always have to push the envelope. And the next step for me is let me get something that might bite me or strangle me.
Let me get something that might bite me is crazy.
Hey, yeah.
On that note, Nate, take the podium. You up at bat. Go ahead. This one, I got to get my mind back together. This one, talking about, I want something that might bite me.
Hey.
Oh, Lord.
So Nate is going to, so now I'm going to throw the mic over to Nate because Nate used to let me about to be the good guy to an extent.
Mm-hmm. I miss what you asked us so far.
I mean, I did. Well, she did definitely share some difficulties she had to deal with because we were talking about, you know, her being a mom. Like, how did she juggle being a mom, kind of along with juggle being a musician and a model all at the same day and time?
Okay, balance.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to ask this. How do you stay up to date with the latest trends and developments in the multiple industries that you are in?
I completely ignore them.
You ignore the trends, okay.
I completely, because I don't like trends. Like, I'm working on an album right now. I tend to not even listen to new music until my album is done. when it comes to photo shoots, I might, you know, we all have an algorithm that's catered to what you scroll and look at. So I might grab a couple of things and say, I like this hairstyle versus this whatever. But I will say 90% of the time, I go completely the opposite way of the trend. So if everybody cuts their hair off, I'm doing long. If everyone is naked, I'm putting clothes on. And I allow people to follow me, and I set the trend.
Okay, I know that's right, trendsetter. Okay, girl, I like you. Okay, you said you don't follow the trends. You make them. Okay, that's right, girl.
We need all her big three. Because something else going on in this besides Gemini. We need some more answers.
What do you mean? Yeah.
You know, because, for instance, I'm a Virgo, Aquarius. So yeah, we need to dig deep on your mind chart.
On my mind chart. Wait, okay. So what do you want to know?
See, now you got to get. Now we're gonna make me get deep on the show. Okay, so there's what's known as the big three. There's a lot more than the big three, but the big three are pretty much big indicators about how you think psychologically. The sign that you tend to show traits of most cases, and the one that you have but you kind of keep it hidden, that's what those tell you. By default you're gonna catch my Virgo traits. My Aquarius, my rising sign Aquarius, those traits tend to come out a lot more sometimes. So. It just by default you identify me as a Virgo.
Okay, so hold on, because I gotta Google it so that I know.
It's a word. You gotta know what you basically gotta know where you were born, exact location was born, and you gotta know the time of birth. Those are key things to figure out what the rest of your chart is.
Okay, I feel like I found it. Okay.
And then it'll pull up all your stuff. Your big three is. Your sun, I mean your sun or star sign or whatever. Then it's the dark moon, and then it's the rising sign. Those or ascendant sign. Those are your big three.
Okay, so it says find the sign that corresponds with your birthday, which is a Gemini, and then personality traits about your sun sign to reveal your personality and ego. I know. Okay. I got it. Taurus, Gemini, and Cancer. I knew that.
Yeah.
So Taurus side, practical and stubborn, but I value luxurious things. I don't value money, but I am very stubborn. Like, I give people three chances. I told you not to do that. After the third chance, I will cut you off and pretend I never even met you. Like, you just don't exist. Gemini, fun personality, curious all the time. I will go deep down a rabbit hole trying to figure things out, and then I'll get bored, and I want to learn the next thing, which is why it's great I do modeling and music, because if I get bored with music, I can go to modeling and vice versa. And then the Cancer side, intuitive and emotional, but keep a tough shell to protect yourself. Caring person, but you'll make others earn your trust. That's very true. I don't cry. Like, I think I physically don't have the capability of crying anymore. I've tried. But I'm emotional. I get mad. But a tear will not fall down my eyes at all.
I'm a Scorpio, though. I just know Scorpio. I don't go deep into the other stuff with the top three. I just know my birth sign. I'm Scorpio shit.
When's your birthday?
I kind of feel like I know what Nate's big three is without even doing the work. It's because the way you think. It's some sort of way you think. I'm like, yep. I wouldn't be surprised if you had Virgo on your chart, to be honest, Nate.
So, no. According to this, somebody who did my little thing, Scorpio Sun, of course, that's my birth sign. November 16th is my birthday. Then it say Taurus Moon and Capricorn Rising.
Ooh.
Okay.
Interesting.
So I have something to look forward to. Taylor was supposed to be due on November the 17th, but she came October 26th. Yeah, so
she's still a Scorpio.
She's still a Scorpio. She was almost a Libra, like literally. Uh-oh. She was trying. I was like, no, hold tight, hold tight.
My husband,
but yeah,
Libra.
Those are signs that really get along with each other. Like, I get along with Scorpios. My best friend's a Scorpio. Y'all are good people. It's just y'all are the same way. If somebody pissed y'all off, y'all be like, let me pull out my receipts, because these are all the times I told you I was pissed at you and you didn't listen. And I got to tell you about yourself. And once I tell you about yourself,
that's me. That's me.
Because I told you.
Yeah.
Look. And it's y'all with Scorpio, y'all remind me of two different sides of a Gemini. Y'all are either really caring and nice and lovey-dovey and cuddly all the time, or you're very analytical. I know
this
exactly
one thing
your stomach was bloated. Huh?
This one thing I'm going to say about how I am, like, you don't get the same me twice. So either you get the nice me the first time around, like the cool,
mm-hmm.
you know, me, like, yeah, shit, there ain't no in between.
Mhm, mhm. I recognize. Look. I had an old Scorpio friend, and I thought she was cool, and I didn't know she was upset with me. And girl, when I tell you she aired me out, I'm talking. She aired me out, called my ex boyfriend, and said, "Let me tell you all the stuff that she told me about you."
Damn.
And I was, yes. We are no longer friends.
This the thing. Like, this the thing about me. Like, because I had a best friend for over 10 years, right? We've, you know,
mm-hmm.
known her since 7th grade. And she's an Aquarius.
Mm.
Right? So the thing about her is the fact, like, me, like, I'm going to be, you know, if we cool and shit like that, I'm going to try to, you know, not be too bitchy. Like, if I'm trying to, you know, I'm going to try to give you a couple chances, you know? Because they always
mm-hmm.
say, oh, females get their niggas so many chances, but don't get their friends so many chances. Look, I don't play with these niggas. I don't play with these bitches. But you my friends, so I'm going to try to, you know,
give you a little bit
to,
more.
You know,
yeah.
Turn you out a little bit. But she just kept doing the same old shit. And then just got jealous because I got married. And,
ooh.
Like,
she won't for you anyway.
I think I'm better than everybody else. And I changed. Yeah, bitch, look. I'm not 16 to 13 no more, bitch. Look, I am 29, honey. Like, I'm not a little ass kid. Like, I'm a grown ass woman. So, then eventually,
you
like,
you see her butt, you can tell
she's
definitely grown
ass. I'm trying to tell you. I'm trying to edit the friendship gracefully. But now, like, you're getting mad because I'm trying to leave the friendship gracefully. Okay, you keep poking the bear. Now I got to cut your ass the fuck out, and now I got to treat you like you a goofy-ass bitch. Now I got to, like, bitch, I'm trying not to slap you. Like, bitch, I'm trying to be nice. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But you're pushing it. So, yeah, she didn't. Now I don't even, like, you don't have that same access to me like you did before. You're through. Like, you one of these regular-ass bitches out here. At this point,
man, I
you know what
you're saying
too, I've seen this about Nate. Like, me personally, like, she's already on her shit. Let's make that very clear. Nate always been on her shit, no matter what anybody had to say, no matter what hate stuff people had to say. But it feels like with her, like, when she got married, it's like she leveled up even 10 times harder, because this is for me. From the outside looking in, I feel like it's because the partner she chose is supportive and nurturing to help her be able to embrace more about herself. So she goes extra hard because of that reason.
Which, that's a great thing. Everybody wants and needs a supportive partner. If you don't have that, because I'm dealing with that right now. I'm not saying he's not supportive. Love him, care about him, but. The Bible talks about being unequally yoked, and that is not just in relationships as far as someone you're dating. It's
friendship
in friendships too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you said you're 29, girl, I'm 33, and I'm still looking at people like, if I'm supporting you, how come 1 + 1 ain't equal to 2 right now? Why are we not supporting each other? Like, why are you making it hard? Why are we why are we doing things that teenagers do? I'm going to befriend you so I can learn about you, so I can tear you down and then go and move on to the next one. That's the spirit. You don't need that. Them bad people that was around you, let them go.
In the words of Beyonce, I don't know much about algebra.
But you know what?
Like,
they can support you until you're doing better than them.
Okay.
Yeah. Hello.
And it's not supposed to be like that in your friendship. It's not supposed to be like that in your friendship stuff.
It's not. But people are still catty. At the end of the day, there's still a child in all of us, and it's just a matter of time of when that child is going to come out. My child comes out in Disney movies, and now I got a baby so I can fake it. Other people's childlike characteristics come from, I don't like my body, so I'm going to talk about your body. I don't like the way I look, so I'm going to talk about how you look.
Yes, they be insecure within themselves. Bitch, just because you hate yourself don't mean I hate me, bitch. The fuck?
I love me so much.
I talk like I'm that bitch. My mind. That is, I'm that bitch. Ain't none of these bitches touch me. You can have $1 million, and I'ma still think I'm that bitch. Like, bitch, you not me, and I'm not you.
Mhm. And that's the thing that people are forgetting. There's only one of you. Even if you're a twin, there's only one of you. That's what makes you special. That's what makes you beautiful. It's just one of you.
Like for me personally, like you know, yes, my LeVar Burton. Reading Rainbow is he comes out a lot of times, but don't try to bring that Gucci man out of me. Let that Gucci man stay where it's at. That Gucci man came out of me. I'm going to let off of you.
Look, I don't get it, but people just feel like it's within their right to judge and to tear down and to break people. And it's not. Mm-hmm. You're going to spend so much time losing yourself, losing the successes that God has for you just because of stuff like that.
Yeah.
And also, I would say this too. As a friend, sometimes you don't have to always be directly involved for like you're valuable to the friendship. You can be supportive out directly because sometimes you ruin stuff more. You ruin stuff for your friend more than you help because you don't know what the heck you're doing. So sometimes just just support me. You don't need to be directly involved because your direct involvement can screw me over. But some people just so selfish, that's when their selfish side starts to come out because they don't know how to do that. Like, I can just come and support you and just support you without me having to be involved.
Right, yeah.
Exactly. But, again, that's still jealousy. That's still people trying to share your limelight, your spotlight. I'm actually communicating with my friend. Yes. Yeah. I'm communicating with my friend right now. She's an artist just like I am. And it's the first time in our friendship where we can't be there for each other. And it's hard because I do things for her as far as helping her market. She helps me with contracts. And now it's like, okay, friend, woo-woo-woo. I'll see you in a little bit. We got to focus on ourselves for right now, but I'm going to support you from afar. It's okay to do that. That doesn't mean you don't support each other because you're not face-to-face anymore.
All right.
That's how I am with Nay, Key. Like Nay, I mean, I get emotional about it. Y'all know me. Y'all deal with me being emotional about it every dang show. Y'all should be used to it by now. But, nah, man, like, there's not very many people that's built like Nay. I have, like, a circle, and the circle is very tight. That's who I definitely am very cordial with, and I get stuff done. But, I mean, on every level, Nay is one of those people in my circle that's on every level just on point. Like, we know when to focus on our own stuff, but then we bring those powers together and help support each other in what we're doing. And that's why we work. And when we come to these shows, we're excited to be on the show because it's like a culmination of, after us doing our own stuff, this is our chance to always come back together and piece those things back together when we do these shows. And we get to learn about great people like yourself, like with the music. I mean, like I said, the liquor video needs a hurry, come on. But anyways, you see how I threw that right back in there. But Yeah. All right, so I'm going to throw it back because, you know, we I know we're getting this tangents. I'm Nae. Don't let her get away. Don't let her get away. I know you holding on to him. We done heard her signs. Don't let her get off the hook.
That's the egg. So, girl, you know, so I like your energy, girl, so I'm going to ask you, and I always ask every guest anyway, girl, so where is the craziest place you ever had sex at?
The craziest place I ever had. Dang, I got to go back to my 20s because, you know, I'm old now. Don't be taking risks no more. Let me think. Look, see, the baby don't want me to answer the question. I think the craziest place I ever had sex was on somebody's car in their yard, and I didn't know them.
Whoa,
and
not knowing
them.
Crazy.
Oh. No. Me and my old friend, we drove around and we found one of those places where it's like, you know how you can like look over onto the beach, but it's like a drop and they have like the houses on the side. Yeah, it was like that. And we pulled up, we parked behind their car and had sex on their car.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
And then we drove away. Okay. Yeah. I think I even tried to, like, cover up my footprints because my footprints was leading to that car.
Was this on the hood? I have so many follow-ups. Was it on the trunk? Was it on the hood? Was it on the roof?
Oh, it was on the hood for sure. I really have to think back. That was years ago. Jeez, I think I was bent over the hood. I wasn't on the car. Like, I wasn't sitting on the car, but I was definitely, like, bent over the car, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
When you said footprint, that's why I said, wait a minute, footprint.
Well, because it was sandy. You know, like, where how it's like grass, but a little bit of patches of sand because it was that close to the beach.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was probably the craziest. Oh, no, I lied. Oh, I lied. I'm sorry. I had sex in the bathroom outside of a gig. Like it was a... I didn't remember it. Yeah. I was tore up. It was only one way in, one way out bathroom. And I was in the girls' bathroom with my guy friend. And it was really no other way to, like, leave the bathroom. And I was like, I got to perform. Are you good to perform if we go in the bathroom real quick? And we had sex, and I performed, and we went back in the bathroom. This was like a couple months ago.
Oh, my. Okay. Because now you know why I stopped this story, right? Interesting. Because why is it, Nae? It was almost mirror image to your story. But it was just a little bit, just slightly different, but it was the same place. Isn't that interesting?
Look, I told you Scorpios and Geminis are really similar. We get along very well.
Dave was in the bathroom, was in the girl's bathroom. It just didn't happen to be a guy.
You said it wasn't a guy?
Nope.
Hey.
And you tell her where this bathroom was at?
Huh?
Nae, man, John, I'm gonna say. Oh, there you go. Nae, can you tell her where this bathroom was at?
Church, girl. Church.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God, baby. Oh, my God.
Church.
Oh, my Jesus.
Yeah.
I am clutching my non-existent pearls. What?
But you know
what's your Instagram? What's your Instagram? I'm about to look you up on Instagram.
It's on my tag story.
It's your
story. That's your little name right there.
Okay, hold on. I'm about to.
Nae.
Okay.
Yeah, if you don't know how underscore seduction, you don't know how to spell seduction, you don't need to be online.
Okay,
that's right.
I'm looking you up right the now. Huh? Follow. Because what? I told you I'm scared of gay. And, yep, and there's a follow, and you about to see it. Yep. Okay. What happened? This happened in church in the Lord's place.
And the Lord's place.
Hey, she was screaming hallelujah. That's what
it
was. I was not screaming no hallelujah.
Ooh, first of all, nobody does that. Why did you make it dirty?
Oh, you're so cute.
Oh, God.
God.
They do
got a booty on you.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. I'm on your page. I'm about to blow up your notifications. Okay.
Yes.
That's worse.
It's funny
I can't do the church.
Mine's involved a car, but it was like on a busy street at night.
Oh my God! See, that's the thing. It's like that joy of public. You're a Virgo. All three of us.
I know. It was so crazy. I'm such a private. For the most part, I'm a private person.
Oh my!
So
you're
me,
a private
I'm
person.
That,
if you did that publicly, for sure.
Yeah, I wanted to snatch this person's soul so bad. I wanted to let them know.
I'm super weak. I don't know. I think at the end of it, it's the joy of almost getting caught. I miss stuff like that.
Yes. Oh, like oh, I'm gonna get caught, but I'm not because I'm a master. I'm not gonna let it happen.
I didn't care if I was gonna get caught. It was a hole in the wall. But it was too many people that was like, Miss Keys, can I do an interview with you? And I'm like, yeah, let me go to the bathroom real quick. Good times.
Yes,
so
yes,
I got on punishment that same day because I went home with a hickey on my neck.
Yeah. Okay. I my period started as soon as I did it.
Dang.
Right? Nay. Now you know. That means it was like really, really good. And then damn.
There's a part of the story I never told. So her female partner had an open relationship. She had her little her partner had her side piece in the had her side piece in the house with her, and that was how that happened. But I never told that little part of the story. Never did.
Uh-oh. See? I feel like it's going to be a very interesting summer.
But no.
I'm going to be on somebody's balcony in Puerto Rico.
Oh no! Nate, I'm telling you, on my bucket list, I want to get on. I want a balcony room on a cruise ship. I want to do it on the cruise ship early in the morning on the cruise ship while she's looking on the balcony. That's on my list. It almost happened.
You know, I feel like fantasies come with the partner that you're with.
Yeah.
Like each partner has a different fantasy locked with them. Like I dated an officer, and I was like, I just want to get pulled over. That's it. I fulfilled that. That was great.
I've been in a DJ booth before with my former girlfriends, and yeah, that was great. She was very demanding. She kept going, you can just put the songs on autoplay. Give me what I want. I was like, what?
Whoa.
Like, give me what I want. Put on autoplay is crazy.
Hey, look, 2024, it's only going to get worse.
It's only going to get worse. I'm telling you, because I've been a good boy for a little bit. Somebody's going to be in trouble sometime this year.
I have to be the one that says it if nobody else does on this interview. Be cautious, you know, get tested, wear a condom.
Yes.
Okay.
No,
if
I,
not,
I,
you'll have a little tay-tay like I have. But look, I got pregnant immediately. Y'all be careful out
well,
there.
Well, I'm married, so I don't use those things anymore. Those kind of
well, yeah, you don't have to. I'm not. And
and for me personally, ironically, I had a scare. Like, I had a not-the-father situation happen, and it happened ironically 15 years ago, which was around the time, like right before I started this show. It happened.
Wow.
That happened.
Ended up birthing something else. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I thought that was my child. It ended up not being my child. So,
hey,
yeah.
You know? Look.
Because that case, yeah, it was just crazy. And I was like, when I started thinking it more and more, I thought it was my child for a week. Was it? I was like, I want to do this.
She was hoeing.
It's crazy. Actually, no, it was her. It was her. So she had two kids. It was her baby daddy who had her second child, which now has had her fourth child too. So.
Oh my God. Listen.
They got to get busy. I'm telling you. But it was crazy. Like I felt like that's why like we people. Like, that moment changed my entire life completely because it let me know, hey, why is not the time for the ever now? Go after everything that you want to do and don't let nobody make you feel like you can't do it. That's exactly what made me do.
See? Look, me actually getting pregnant made me think, oh, you gotta stop playing out here. Stop playing in these streets. Karma, God, the universe, whatever you want to call it, said, oh, you thought you was gonna be out here and have some fun. The moment I did some dirt, immediately got pregnant. I walked in the house and was like, damn, I think I'm pregnant. My friend was like, you sure? Maybe you should take a plan B. I was like, I'm probably tripping. Day two go around, I'm pregnant. She's like, nah, no, you're not. I found out at 4 weeks.
Good Lord.
Mm-hmm. That's why I call her Nugget, because she looked like a little nugget. This is crazy. This is my life now. So, yeah.
I've
learned my lesson.
Thank you.
I don't have a choice. Y'all can see me.
Yes. No, okay, so I got
a regular person. Nah, I love her.
So I got a question for you as far as like future product, like some of the future products we're looking besides liquor video. Y'all see how I'm gonna keep bringing it up. This is what I'm gonna do. But besides the liquor mix video project, what can we look forward to you for the rest of 2024?
Oh, so much. So I'm releasing an album in May as well called The Butterfly Effect, along with a documentary. And it's basically going to show the honesty that is coming with this music now. Everyone's used to the sexy seduction, but in this album, you're going to have to hear me. And it's more so about, if anything I'd done leading up to my child I'd done differently, she wouldn't be here. Like, at any second, one move could have changed things. So that'll be dropping in the middle of May. I am also putting on a showcase right now called Rhythm and Sounds. I have two more left outside of Friday. And I'm choosing artists to be a part of my independent concert, which is being held in September at the Hampton Roads Convention Center, Paradox Enigma, and June, I picked the artist. Also in June, I'm doing an artist boot camp, and it's to give those artists that are part of the concert the basic tools they need to be an artist. So I'm going to have radio stations come out so that they understand what PR is like, photographers to come out so that they can shoot their clean artist pictures, top rappers singers in the area, it's going to be a good chunk of time where these artists can really step back and analyze their career and be ready, because this concert is going to be huge.
Oh, yep. You're talking back at the board now, because once the air horns come over, I'm back at the board.
Yeah, that's I got a few things going on, but yeah, I'm excited for this year.
Well, we're excited for you, definitely.
Thank you.
So definitely, we're gonna of course have you at the end, because we always share our social media. So at the end, we're gonna have you share our social media. We're gonna get into our quick segments. We have the illustrious Seduction 101. And of course, Crickets of the Week. So, Nate, I'm gonna go with you first. Nate, what you got for this week's Seduction 101? All right, let me set the mood just right. Uh-huh. Okay, so Nate, go ahead and know what you got for Seduction 101.
For this Seduction 101, I'm gonna keep it simple and sweet. I'm going to say, walk in your power. Know who you are. Don't let nobody dim your light. You have to walk like it's yours. You have to talk like it's yours. And your mindset has to be that it's already yours. Okay. That's it. That's all. Period.
Period.
Walk like it's already yours.
Walk like it's already yours. Own the show, own the room, walk in the room like you own the room.
10 10 10s across the board.
Okay, we all say yes.
Across the board.
Nay, messing with me. She messing with me. She know I love you to Beyonce. You do that. You did it on purpose. I see what you did there. So I was simple. That was definitely simple and sweet. She said, I got something for you. All right,
simple and sweet.
All right, well, that's what I do. Basically, I tell you from that, when you walk in the room, don't act like, you know, don't be cocky, but be confident. Walk in and own that this moment is yours. Even if they tell you no, don't take the no as it don't mean nothing. Learn from why the no happened and try to improve. And then sometimes either A, that opportunity with that particular group is not meant for you, or it's just not that time. So
yeah.
Well, I'm gonna make this very, 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 very easy for this week's Crickets of the Week. Sound of crickets out from Greece. Crickets of the Week. Crickets of the Week. All right, so my cricket of the week is, and I thought long and hard, there's so many different ways I can go about this. And that's for the people who keep trying to shame people for doing this wannabe challenge. And my thing is this at the end of the day. You do though, like I'm not saying like as long as you
crickets.
You said what now?
I guess you're giving me crickets.
I was about to say the same thing because I'm not for it, but go ahead, go off, King.
Let me get some context. Let me get some context because it's important. The context. I'm gonna tell you, like, if you're going out of your way to go to people's page. Like you, as you make your own general thought process on it, that's one thing. But to like literally get in somebody's inbox and then they comment, "Oh, what you over there doing, ho?" Like all that, it's like, yeah, we ain't got to do all that.
That's too much.
That's too much.
Yeah,
like,
that's too much.
It's some dudes being because this is why I say that too. Because I just want to say, I always wait from the context of what said he means, but some of them same people. That go out of their way doing too, they're going too hard doing it. They be the ones be doing way worse stuff. They might not be doing the wannabe challenge. They might not be doing the wannabe challenge, but they too busy trying to mess with other people, men and women. But they want to talk about people doing the wannabe challenge, At least she just shaking her butt on the net. You out here doing this, that, and the third, and messing with and making people's lives bad, doing too much. So why don't you worry about your own stuff and don't be going over there talking trash when you got way worse stuff in your closet going on. Just because social you ain't doing on social media don't mean that you ain't messing up. So I would say make sure that you got your stuff right. But I will say this, though about the comments. Like, I feel like this, if you do the challenge and a dude says something about you, dang girl, your booty looking big, oh my God. What did you think he was going to look at? I'm trying to see if you knew what, 2 + 2 equal? Yes, if a dude comes in and he comment and you shaking your behind, what response were you ready for? I'm not saying that means you should be sexually harassed or anything like that. I'm saying if a dude comments and he not going too off the rails, he like, dang, girl, your booty looking big. Like, yeah, you shaking your butt and it's coming at him. Yes, that's what it is. Like, we're not doing a math problem. We watching you shake your butt. What other comment do you expect? Oh, my God.
You say we're not watching you do a math problem. I'm weak. Hey, look, my thing is, it's hard for me because, like, when I look at it, I'm like, damn. Right? And in my brain, is I told you sometimes I switch and I the whole dude comes out and I'd be like, bet you can't do that on a di-. But, for real, I just feel like it's no point of you doing that. Like, honestly, I do seductive things where I slowly move and things like that, but you would never catch me doing a twerk video because you don't do that in the bedroom sometimes. So why would you do that for the world to see?
You just said it perfectly. Like, that is the great debate I would tell people. Understand the difference between, and that why we saying, like, when it comes to, like, modeling and stuff, I can take a girl in the same outfit, she can be in lingerie. There's always a defining moment of, is it erotic versus is it seductive? There's always, you can tell. And that's why I would tell people, because some people always get it because they don't understand the difference. You could be in lingerie and they will shame you because you're in lingerie. I'm like, so what y'all wear? Y'all always wearing a muumuu and y'all always wearing onesies with the foot in? Like, nah, y'all got to quit to cut the cap. So, yes.
Mm-hmm.
So, how would we know about this lingerie? Somebody didn't model it. Like, that's just what it is.
This is my take on the one to be telling. There's nothing wrong with doing it. But to oil up your ass and put on a motherfucking thong to do that shit, be for real.
Yeah, it's too much. It's too much. Mm-hmm. I agree.
Be for real.
Why are we doing this?
It's how far, and I think, you know what, Nate, that's, as we psychoanalyze, I think that's what it is. It's not the challenge itself. It's how far people are done. Yeah, see, and this is what Crickets and we do too sometimes, too. Like, we kind of get to decipher, like, this kind of stuff. Like, yeah, it's, in the day, you do, like, it's, like, first, remember they did the ceiling challenge, and then it started becoming the thing where, you know what, let me just start showing my pussy in the ceiling challenge. It's like, damn, it was kind of cool at first, but y'all going crazy, and then you wonder why your man going off the hook, and you're like, because that ain't something you usually do, especially when you're going out of character, and that's something you're not usually doing. It is some weird stuff. You just out there because you want to get some quick likes or quick, which Ron, you talk about the show, or you talk about this interview, you talk about likes. You just be one of them likes. They show that they all of a sudden they do the sitter challenge, and like, ooh, let me show my pussy. It's like, okay, here we go. That's when you're doing too much. Like, you could just shake your butt. I'm telling you, we would have been just as mystified how you shake your butt.
Leave some things to the imagination.
Yeah. I'm gonna be just as excited. Like, I'm like, ooh, look at how you're about to put it. I never complained.
I'm not excited no more.
I wish somebody was getting naked during the ceiling challenge or the making challenge. I never complained about that. I just saw, I was like, damn, look at that butt over there. Okay. I'm not tripping. You just doing when they take it too far on that, it's like, yeah. Now, I get that
and
some of y'all.
And they're doing it because Megan is doing it. Why are your booty so loose? Like.
Oh, no. No.
Why? I can't. Why are jiggle like that? That look. Because. Listen. Because again,
no.
Look, like she said, be fucking for real. We have to think about the way a woman smells. If as many times as you do that, I bet you was thinking there after a while. So I said what I said.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
I should stay on the board. I get to the board. I start acting up. No. Like, for real, like, I get it. Like, it's some people, and like, it's like people are like feeling. It, for me, if you're doing it because you're having fun, do it. Don't do it because you feel like, oh, I want to shim these hoes real quick. So that, like, we're just doing it because you want to do it. Like, what? Why are y'all doing too much? It's our turn.
Because that's all I know how to do.
They took something that was fun, and then it started just becoming, it became too much. Like, no, like, damn. But
that
would be crazy.
Really did it.
And what's so crazy is when they do, like, these be the same people who doing the most on these challenges, but then they be the same people hating on strippers. Like, make it make sense.
Make sense.
Come on, man. That's why I be telling y'all all the time. Y'all won't be listening to me. I say, just because a girl's a high fashion model don't mean she ain't selling more pussy than a girl that's in lingerie. But y'all decipher that how y'all want to decipher that. Some of the ones doing New York Fashion Week selling more pussy than a girl walking around lingerie. But y'all don't want to hear that from me.
My jaw is on the floor. What are we doing here?
I'm telling you, I told you we're having a new show, and no, I am completely sober. This is one of the record for people. Y'all know me, man. Y'all know I'm gonna tell like it is in the show. That's what I like, is I don't have to, because when you say stuff on, you know, on Facebook, people getting in those films, I get to have full context when I say, you know what I'm saying?
No, listen.
So that's my cricket of the week. Yeah, so there you go. All right, so can't give you guys a quick catch up on things for a great end of the show. I want to remind, so quick stories. One, shout out to NBC News for coming out to where I do stuff every Saturday night at King Tut Hookah Lounge here in the DFW, which is Dallas Fort Worth. And it's particularly in Irving. Shout out to them for coming to that. It was surreal because y'all know, man, y'all be hearing people, they be, oh, I'm from this, I'm from that. And I got the message. She was like, oh, I wanted to come do a story there. And I was like, okay. And she was like, yeah, I'm from NBC News. And here's my link to see my stuff, to see my credentials. And then it got so serious where the deputy photographer from NBC News hit me up, was like, we just want to make sure it's fine that we take pictures there. And they're like, what the hell is going on? Like, we got important people hitting me up.
Oh,
wow. Story. So, like, and it was basically a connective tissue about the Beyonce album, and not just Beyonce, this Beyonce Cowboy Carter album. Mm-hmm. It was also connective tissue about other black artists in the country world. And talk about the K Michelles and whatnot, and how that they're embracing basically what we as you see with the Country Music Awards, they keep trying to shut us out of not doing this stuff. But I love, that's why I'm excited to see K Michelle's project too, because I want to see all these artists do it, because I want to quit acting like some gatekeeping. That, you know, why is it that with rap we have to be all inclusive, or with R&B we have to be all inclusive, but all of a sudden rock and roll and country are out the, we can't talk about that stuff. Oh no, do we dare try to get involved in that field? Which we've been, I mean, the
well, you know, Tina Turner said she's the queen of rock and roll, so.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, there's plenty of people. Like, the blues, in my opinion, is really a different form of country. But that's another discussion that people don't want to have. But so, no, I was glad that they even have a picture of me hosted, and you know, they were talking about me marching around. Like, it was just so surreal. Like, you said about 2024, Nay, because Nay rehearsing, because Nay been killing 2024, too. I that's why people are talking about it's not a good year. I'm like, man, y'all can have that energy all y'all want to. Not over here with me. My 2024 is going really good right now, thank God. So I've been trying to tell me that's definitely, like, that opportunity was just so big. Because once I saw the story out and I saw it, and I was like, wow, this is really on the NBC News platform.
Congratulations,
Thank you. Like, It just let me know, like, man. And I didn't go looking for it. I didn't go looking thinking I was going to get something to happen. I just happened to be doing something I wanted to do and just going to have fun doing it and turn into getting eyes like that. So I use that to talk about the always be prepared, man. You never know when everybody's complaining about, man, when am I going to get my chance? Sometimes your chance has been right there in your face, but you got to be ready to receive that opportunity.
Yeah.
And that's why y'all got to learn to quit being so stuck up when people email y'all or text y'all trying to opportunity. Y'all just leave it on red, and you probably miss out a big opportunity because you think being a star is how many people you can ignore. That's not how that works.
No.
It's about knowing how to have discernment, but not just acting stuck up. So something y'all got to learn the difference in that. And, just excited, man. I haven't been a chance to talk about that because last week we was going to talk about that on the show. But, you know, the powers that be did not want the system to work. So there's that. I didn't get a chance to talk about this, too, which I'm excited about now, too, is so Nay, in your, not your house. She's in that project. And I got a chance to do a whole magazine based on that entire project. So that was fun, too, like being able to highlight not just the people who were in the project, but her as well. Like, it felt good to be – it was a free chance to be able to yet again, as I love doing, unapologetically brag about my friend. So definitely. Mm-hmm. And then with you, Keys, like you just watching you, like – I want to say just be consistent with what you're doing because people are watching. And like you said, you've been doing this for years. And the fact you've been doing this for years and you're only getting better and you ain't stopping, that's what people need. People need to start paying attention to people like yourself. Those are the real examples that people need to pay attention to. It's like you said, it's about longevity. Because I've seen someone just talking about this the other day. They said, man, you probably one of the most successful podcast in the city, and nobody will ever give you credit for that because I don't play to the tune of everybody else's drum. I beat it, like
period.
You said,
it's
I don't
you.
Try to fit in. I beat the drum.
Yes,
I want to play the goddamn drum.
You gotta do you, and you know what, Sadie? You got the motherfucking baddest bitch on your show, okay? You got the
okay, let me go get that
on
already.
Okay. Bitches probably hate you because they like, why he got her on? Why he got her and not me? Bitch, because that's why. Do something out here. Like, a lot of females are scared to put themselves out here. Like, scared money don't make money. Okay.
I'm going to say it. We've had some people, some co-hosts on this show, and they have
we did.
Not.
And what are you?
Yeah,
now?
Even
what
one before
doing?
You that was
what
on the
doing?
Show.
What they doing? The same shit they've been doing.
Like continuing to allow themselves to be put in positions where people make them unfocused. That's on you. It's on you. Like, it's
or you know what? We're going places, right? We're going places. And people go see that we're going places. And I'm connecting you with other people as well.
Okay.
Like, John go put you on to some shit. Like, I'm taking
this man just hit me up randomly today.
Been with me from the start. I'm taking people with me who've been with me from the start. Like, don't try to hop on the bandwagon when it's too late. Like, baby, it's too late. Bitch, I'm that girl. Like, stop playing with me. God favored me. Take it up with God, okay? At this point, don't be mad at me because my life is favored. Take it up with God.
Mm-hmm.
Ask God why he ain't giving you no favor.
Because
they're so busy focused on you and not them.
And they're not making sure they was ready to receive the blessing that happened to them in the first place. Y'all so worried about what, like, yeah, we're aware of what happens on social media, but let me let you know at the end of the day, be honest, it does not affect how I move. Like, that's why I'm aware, because I like to just be aware. It might be a good talking point in the show. But I make sure that I take care of my business and make sure that I do the stuff I want to do. And yes, it's like pretty much if I told you I was going to do it, it might not happen right then and there, but when it happens the right way. And that's something y'all need. Y'all want to think this happens so fast, but sometimes it's not meant for that, because you might not be ready to receive that blessing. Now you blew it, and you got worked 10 times hard to get back to that point because you was not ready for it. Like, it's okay not to be ready.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, I mean, you got me preaching over here, you know. But, no, it's like I'm on the show right now with my great co-host, then you, Keys. Like, I can't say no. This show ain't just about being an interview. It is about me giving your flowers. Continue doing what you're doing, because you have constantly, like, just look at your body of work. You have constantly putting the work that's necessary to get the respect that is due. So anybody that feels like your worth is not enough to get behind and really take it serious and make something happen with it, that's on them. They gonna miss the train. I'm so sad they're gonna miss the train.
And everybody is not meant to go where you're going. Let them miss out.
Oh yeah,
exactly.
I don't want them around me if they weren't supposed to be there. At first it was on my own accord. Now if my daughter don't like you, I don't like you either.
That part. What do you say? So some people are meant for a season, not a full time position. Like, it's too many seasonal workers. It's too many seasonal people trying to take over full time positions. They're not ready for them. And it doesn't make you a bad person because you know when to gracefully bow out. It makes you a bad person by continuing to stick around and act and faking the funk. That's what makes you a bad person.
And also ask God to reveal people's intention around you. Ask God to reveal their true heart. Or whoever you pray
for. Oh, it happens quick. The last time I prayed that prayer, it happened oh my God. I was like, dang, I ain't got no friends. He said, no, you ain't got no enemies.
Baby,
you're welcome.
I don't have a whole lot of friends. I find out about people
really fast. That's really, like, you see people who have been around for a while, that the reason why they're allowed to be around for a while is because their intentions are clear. Shoot, Nate, one of my best friends, he pops into the server now and then and gives Nate a hard time. He is one of the people that is not always about him. He just comes to support, and, you know, he's been a key behind the scenes factor of the foundation that led to all this stuff. Like, again, that's what it is. And as I'm saying, Ms. Keys, keep doing what you're doing, because, like, you're consistent in your work. The music, modeling, like, everything. I'm glad that you accidentally got into modeling, because thank God. Thank God, because, man, I'm telling you, maybe people, they see that cover, they see your page. It's made people step up this year. Like, this year of the magazine, I've seen so many people step up because they didn't see your cover. They like, I got to come that hard. And that's,
I'm glad
that's
I can help.
Litmus test. I gave people applause for photography. I'm like, I'm not really as far as like work versus on a regular basis, we gotta do stuff that's gonna blow people's mind this year. That's why the snake, you know, I don't like snakes, but got over it because I'm ready to blow some damn minds.
And then next we do a tarantula.
No, we're not doing no tarantula. I don't know. What's you in the tarantula? We're not doing no dang tarantula.
It's
I told you.
I'm
not doing
one.
No dang. No. You do that. You do that over there. That's your little set. We go to the tarantula away from here. Ain't no goddamn tarantula coming to me. I want the itchy bitchy spider. I want Charlotte from Charlotte's Web. I don't want a spider man. I want no goddamn spider by me. Keep them motherfuckers where they at. Leave me alone. I want no damn spiders.
I'm about to post it. But hey, y'all, I'm looking for one. I'm looking for the one.
Just don't put the, or just tag my name. I'm not looking for things spiders.
Look. Trying to do iconic things. But it's cool, in all seriousness, though, I have to give everything I do to God. Because there are so many times that I could have fallen and broken. And I always say, God, just let me touch one person. As long as I touch one person, I've done my job. And I asked my mom when she was alive. I said, well, Mom, what if I hurt myself? Because I was really depressed. What if I hurt myself? What if I died now? And she said, well, what if when you turn 99 years old, you're supposed to help somebody get saved? Then you have to talk to God about you and the person that you left behind. And something about that stuck with me. And I was like, even though there are times we all fall short, we all get depressed, I keep thinking, like, it's going to be that one person. I just can't give up.
Don't give up. Life is hard. Life be life.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
life
the
is ghetto. This hood is a ghetto hood, but... I pay my light.
Oh, definitely. You know when we got a good guest name. I don't know the last time I did a 2-hour show. A 2-hour show. I don't know the last time I did one. I remember I used to be crazy. I used to do 3-hour shows. It was like 3-hour shows. I look back at that now, and I'm like, I can literally go another hour. We're not gonna do that to myself. No. So I'm gonna go ahead as we get ready to close the show, Miss Keys. Let them know. On the show, we don't say follow. We don't say follow. We say stalk. Why stalk? Because stalkers, they tend to not just follow you. They follow your every move that you got going on. And so we use that in a good connotation on the show, meaning that. How can a person stalk you so they can keep up with everything you got going on?
The easiest way, because I got shadow banned from Instagram, is to
wait. Run that back.
So if a new person tries to find me on Instagram, they have to follow one of my sub pages and then follow me from there. Because I got flagged pretty much every single post that I've made since last year. But I'm clearing them up. I haven't tested it yet to see if I've been un-shadow banned. But, yeah, you can if you look up the hashtag keep encouraging yourself, you will find all things Miss Keys on Instagram. Or you can just go to my website, www.themisskeys.com. That's T-H-E. MISSKEYS.com. Stalk my website, and you can find everything there is that's going on with me right now.
Okay.
I love it. Oh, by the way, thank you for reminding me, because I got to make sure I put this out there. We did this right before. This is actually launched right in time for your interview. It was supposed to be last week. We're not going to get started on that again because I get mad. Yes, we now have, so y'all remember, a lot of y'all that's been here for the show for a long time, remember the original entity of DustBot.com, which is more of a social media site. We have relaunched it, and it is now, home of Life After Dust Live, so y'all can see all the stuff like So right now, you'll see, be able to see this, the episodes from 2024 so far and going forward. But also, we'll be on there, too. You'll see blogs. Like, you might see stuff about promoting new drops that Nate has made for the makeup line. You might see little stories about us. We got this going on. You might even see, like, we drop, like, people that have music projects. We'll share that on here. Like, it's going to be... It's going to be dope, man. Like, the site is coming together, and I'm glad to have launched it, because I've been like, damn, dustbox.com needs something to do. I'm not – that's too good a website to let go. What can I do? So, brought it back and bring it back as that. So, why not? That's the whole – that was the whole heart of the site anyway. So, yes, go to dustbox.com. So, yes, when Ms. Keys drops that video, y'all heard how I did it. She dropped that video. Don't drop that on there, too. So, there you go. Organized spot to be able to, all our guests that have been on the show, be able to have a place where we showcase them. Not just the interviews, but showcase some of their projects. So, y'all be able to see all that on there. I'm like I said, I'm excited because people like you, man, this is what it's all about. This is why I do what I do. And
I appreciate you having me on the show. Thank you so much. Thank you to both of you. Y'all are funny.
You are amazing yourself. Y'all, of course, you always follow me, but y'all know how y'all can follow me as well, which that's listed on dustspot.com too, but in case y'all know how to go read, y'all need me to say it to you verbally, is Ceddy J Dusk, CEDDY, letter JDUSK. If you go there, you also be able to find out my other stuff like Human Chemist Mag and all that. Be able to find out how to find out about those things. Nay, how can they stalk you?
Yes, y'all can, you know, go follow me at Nay Seduction, NAYY _ Seduction. If you don't know how to spell seduction, your ass don't need to be on Instagram or no social media. Okay, your ass need to be somewhere on Hooked on Phonics.
Well,
you need to be tucked in.
Y'all can follow my makeup company, Nay Seduction Brand. That's NAYY Seduction Brand, BRAND. If you don't know how to, you should know how to spell brand. Like, damn. But, Nay Seduction Brand.
You know, she's been on the billboard, too. I just thought I'd humbly brag about the makeup lines on the billboard. You know, this.
Yes, my makeup line was on a billboard, and if you need a billboard, I also sell billboards, so go ahead and tap in. I don't really promote it like that, but I do sell billboards, okay? Y'all can follow my acting page, Actress Raja, that's Actress _ Raja, R-A-Z-S-A, and follow City Girls of Atlanta, okay? I'm on this dope new reality show called City Girls of Atlanta. I tagged it in my story, so, and it's up on my bio. I'm on season 2. And fun fact, the owner of this show was actually on Bad Boy Zeus, y'all. So, y'all know this is about to be funny again. Y'all know this is about to be funny, but yes, tune in the baddest bitch of Gary, Indiana on City Girls of Atlanta. The real it girl, City Girls of Atlanta. So y'all tune in to that.
Miss Keys, you see how big Nay booty is?
My booty is not big.
I was trying to listen. I kept it at 3 like
6. Kept it at 3 like 6 is crazy.
I saw it. I sure did. And I watched a little video you got at the top. That little yellow number, sure did.
That's my commercial for my business.
I saw the commercial.
Yes, yes. Nay Seduction Brand Cosmetics. Y'all better go get you some. You want to be that it girl. Y'all need to
And them lash, them lash, little lash adhesive strips. I was bragging about that to somebody the other day. I was like, man, some of y'all need to go in there and get them adhesive strips because the way y'all eyelashes
real.
On. I'm gonna be good. I'm gonna act safe today.
I'm gonna act safe.
Act like I got some home training. Like the Lord touch me. Not be ugly. But it's something I need to go. y'all do need to go get them those strips because y'all, yeah.
Yes, we feel our
lashes.
We feel our lashes, and we also feel the eyelash adhesive strips to put your eyelashes on. No glue needed. This is your glue alternative. You don't need eyelash glue with these. So, yes, all you got to do is peel, stick, and slay, baby.
Because some of y'all eyelashes be hanging on dear life for some of these photo shoots, but you hear that from me?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to be good. The Lord says be good today, Lord. I'm going to be good, Lord.
Be nice. Be nice.
I'm going to play nice.
Be nice.
Again, everybody, thank you for tuning in. Y'all know, if y'all need to, you want to know how you can follow the show, again, go to dustspot.com. I have every last way you can listen to it. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Amazon Music. I mean, we popping. We all over the place where we're supposed to be. You know, all the big ones. So make sure y'all go there. Follow us. Listen to the show. Listen to old shows. Give us some new shows. Hell, we get back to the doctor bag again. Because this, like, my email is blowing up with all these damn doctors and experts. So we finna educate y'all some more, too. Because some of y'all, you know, to see how y'all moving, y'all need some education. So we going to get y'all right. But anyways, y'all, we are rolling out the show, reminding you everything you do, no matter how you do it, no matter how you, where you are, remember where there's a J or where there's a
nay or you, there is a way.
You heard it. You know, you just said an episode of Life at a Dust Live, your boy Sadie J and your girl.
Nay Seduction.
And thank you, Miss Keys, once again for coming through. We going to roll
yes,
out.
Girl, thank you. You're more than welcome to come any other time. And, girl, you're going to have to co-host with us. Girl, I ain't never invited nobody to do that.
That's
special. One of these shows, you know, one of these episodes, girl, we got to have you co-host with us.
I would love to. This might finally open the chance for you to make that show where Nate and somebody goes off. But you, it's funny. So we always say this little thing at the end of every show, other thing, Ms. Keys. And you brought up, you said nobody else brings this up. Actually, we do. And Nate, what is that public service announcement we give at the end of every show?
If you go hump, please do it responsibly.
Okay, there we go.
Uh-huh.
Every show, we tell y'all that. We don't just be telling. We just, y'all better start taking heed. Listen. All right, y'all. We're going out. We're going to go out.
Ask me how I know.
What?
Love it.